From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Ahead of a proposed summit between the United States and North Korea, CIA Director and Secretary of State-designate Mike Pompeo has met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Shirley Smith reports that if President Trump meets with the North Korean leader, it could be historic.
It would be the first ever summit between the U.S. and North Korea during more than six decades of hostility since the Korean War. North Korea's nuclear weapons and its capability to deliver them pose a growing threat to the U.S. mainland.
The news comes as South Korea announced on Wednesday that it was trying to examine ways to transition from the armistice that ended the fighting in the 1950-1953 Korean War to a formal peace agreement. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet with Mr. Kim on April 27th in Panmunjom. Sources tell VOA that shots were fired at a United Nations team doing reconnaissance in Douma, Syria. That's the scene of a suspected chemical weapons attack. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explained on Tuesday why it was important to get inspectors into Douma.
We want them to be able to get in as quickly as possible, as safely as possible, but we also want that evidence to be as pure as possible for their investigation.
One passenger has died and seven were injured on Tuesday when an engine aboard a Southwest Airlines flight from New York to Dallas failed, forcing the jet to make an emergency landing. Witnesses said engine parts hit a window and the woman was almost sucked outside the jet before pilots could make an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Jennifer Reardon of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was the first passenger to die in a U.S. commercial jet accident since 2009. This is VOA News. The Cuban government says First Vice President Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez is the only candidate nominated for president, a move that guarantees he will be the communist country's first president outside the Castro family for the first time in nearly 60 years. Philip Alexio takes a look.
Miguel Díaz-Canel, the 57-year-old vice president, has often appeared more in tune with the times than his elderly, khaki-clad predecessors, Raúl and his brother Fidel, who ruled the Caribbean island for the past six decades. As a young provincial party chief, Díaz-Canel bucked party orthodoxy by backing an LGBT-friendly cultural center, reportedly listening to rock music and sporting long hair. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The head of the Global Chemical Watchdog Agency has rejected Russian claims that traces of a second nerve agent were discovered in the English city where former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were poisoned. Speaking following a meeting of the agency, Britain's representative to the group, Peter Wilson, commented.
Well, I mean, I think the clear thing is, first of all, that Russia needs to declare its chemical weapons program, and secondly, it needs to come clean about what it's been up to.
Britain blames Russia for the attack, but Moscow denies involvement. Barbara Bush, the gregarious matriarch of a political dynasty that propelled two of its members to the White House, died on Tuesday at the age of 92. Michael Brown has more on the former First Lady.
Often described as humble, her biggest legacy is how she advanced literacy. The Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy, that she started nearly three decades ago, says it raised more than $110 million to create or expand literacy programs throughout the U.S. She also published books. The matriarch of the Bush family was born on June 8, 1925. She's been married for 73 years to the man she got engaged to right before he left for the war. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, Washington.
Facebook is enhancing privacy safeguards for users around the world as it complies with new European rules designed to make it easier for consumers to give and withdraw consent for the use of their data. Facebook is introducing the new policies this week in Europe, but eventually everyone on the social network will be asked to decide whether they want to enable the features like facial recognition and some types of targeted advertising, according to a company blog post. A Microsoft co-founder's mission to locate sunken warships in the South Pacific has chalked up another victory with the discovery of the USS Helena, nearly 75 years after it was sunk by Japanese torpedoes in the waters off the Solomon Islands. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.